Good to see everybody this morning. It's good to be in church today. We're in our third lesson of the Noel series, and if you are a note taker in your service guide, there's an opportunity to take some notes, and I encourage you to do so. And in this series, we're looking at the life of Mary as she goes through the process of delivering her destiny, giving life to her God-designed destiny. We know that she is going to deliver the Savior Jesus into the world. Last week we talked about the conception, where everything begins. Everything begins with conception. Anything that is in existence today began with conception. And then we know that there will be a moment of delivery where that child will be born. But between the conception and the delivery, there's a process called expectation. And this morning in our first service, a young lady came to me after service. She said, "I'm a 38-week-old expecting mother, and I needed to hear every word you had to say today." And so I'm believing that whether you're expecting physically, a physical child, or if you're expecting something in life, God has placed something within you that is going to be birthed out of you. I believe that today is going to be a blessing to you. Because we cannot expect, or we should not expect, what isn't conceived. If something hasn't been conceived yet, we shouldn't expect that it's going to be manifested in our life. But if it has been conceived, then we should expect it through that time of expectation, and then ultimately we should believe that there will be a delivery or a manifestation at some point of that thing that is being developed within us. Now, we read this story in the book of Luke, chapter number 2, and that's where we'll pick it up today. The Bible says, "And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. So he traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child." She was in this time of expectation. "And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born." Now, the scripture says in the New King James Version, "So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered." And I pull that out because what was completed? The days for her to be delivered. The time of expectation was completed. And I think that's important to recognize, because here in verse number 5, it says that she was expecting a child. But then in verse number 6, it says, "So she was ready to deliver a child." And it would be nice if that's exactly how it all worked. Hey, we're expecting. And 2 days later, they walk over to you. "Hey, here's my baby." It'd be a nice thing if it just progressed that quickly. It'd be cool if we could just say, "Hey, I've come up with this idea. It's really resonating within me. I believe that this idea for our new business has been conceived in my life." And then just a few days later, we're living within the profits of that business. And it's doing great and it's working strong. It'd be a beautiful thing. But it's not how it operates. We dream of ministry, and it'd be awesome if very quickly we'd be living in the power and authority and anointing of that ministry. We look at marriage and we say, "Hey, I believe this relationship is coming together." But then if we're not careful, we'll try to live a lifestyle of a 30-year-old marriage whenever our marriage is only 30 days old. And suddenly things aren't going quite as well as we had hoped that they would. In fact, sometimes young people struggle whenever they first get out of college and start getting their life going a little bit. They struggle and they get into a lot of debt because they're trying to duplicate a 30-year-old, 40-year-old lifestyle that they experienced growing up and have become accustomed to. So they're trying to live in a house like mom and dad's and drive a car like mom and dad's. Oh, they don't want it to look like mom and dad's car and mom and dad's house for sure. But that style, that luxury, that ability, that affordability, they want to live in this particular way, and yet they are not ready yet. Their time of expectation, their time of process has not come to pass such that they can live at that level just yet. And the reality is that we sing songs and we dream dreams about the delivery of something, but not necessarily the expectation of the thing. For instance, we sing, Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child. Mother and child. Now, I never understood why, when I was growing up, why we had to describe Mary as being round, but mother and child. Mother holding child. Nobody ever sings, pregnant Mary, swollen Mary. Nobody sings that. Nobody with any sense whatsoever would sing, gaining weight, still hungry. It would take a lunatic to sing lyrics like, stretch marks are beginning to show. Tying sandals is getting real slow. Okay, you see what I'm talking about. Nobody sings that song. You probably will going home today, but other than this weird guy standing up here, that's not a common topic of lyric and music. We talk about the if you're a guest here, sometimes we're not weird, okay? Sometimes we're not. But we sing about the experience of the ultimate ending of a thing, not so much the expectation of a thing. In fact, when you're delivering something from your life, it takes time. And here's the big idea today if you're a note taker. Time, a time of expectation is always part of a healthy process. If you're going to be healthy in the process, a time of expectation will occur. And I believe more destinies die during this time of expectation than at any other time in the process, because you're looking forward to a thing, but sometimes you can't see any manifestation of that thing that you're looking forward to. And Proverbs tells us that hope deferred makes a heart sick. And so here you are, I've conceived something, I believe this thing can be good in my life, I'm looking forward to it, I'm hopeful for what it can bring, and then nothing changes, and nothing changes, and nothing changes. And if you're physically pregnant with a physical baby, then you start seeing some things, you start feeling some things long before you ever deliver that child. But if you're delivering a God-designed destiny from your life that isn't a physical baby, it's a business, it's a ministry, it's a relationship. Sometimes years can go by before any definitive manifestation of that thing becomes a reality in your life that you can point to and say, here it is. And so it's easy to walk away from this process because hope seems to be being deferred. But can I encourage us today by saying hope is not being deferred, but destiny is being developed. Hope's not being deferred in your life. Destiny is being developed in your life. And I have three thoughts for us today. And thought number one is this. The time of expectation is preparation. It's preparation. You need this time, and so does your destiny. Because it's the time in which that which is conceived becomes viable, to where it can live its own life. It can work like it's supposed to. This time of pregnancy, this time of expectation, it's necessary for the child. It shocked me to realize that almost everything necessary for a child to live develops within the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. The heart's beating. The blood is pumping through the veins. Red blood cells have been released. Almost everything that's necessary for that baby to live is there, active within the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. But a full-term pregnancy lasts for 40 weeks. And it seems like we could just shortcut that And after just a few more after 12, let's let it cook a few more minutes. And so, and then after a few more weeks after 12, let's say 14, 15 weeks, let's remove that baby from that place of protection and that place of feeding and warmth and development. And let's get that baby out and moving. Let's get that baby doing something. It needs to start producing in life. But if you do that too quickly, the baby suffers and the baby can't survive. Pregnancy is necessary for the mother as well. Because if you take a full-grown baby, a fully developed baby, 8-9 months developed, and you place it into the womb of a woman who isn't expecting, it will hurt her. It will damage her. She'll feel pain that she shouldn't feel. She'll experience a tearing that she shouldn't experience. And things will hurt more than they need to and hurt more than they should because she has not gone through the process of things, muscles relaxing and things stretching and all the different physiological realities that occur as a woman goes through this time of expectation because she hasn't experienced that. Suddenly, even the act of bringing that child into the world, which her body is designed to do, would become very difficult, if not deadly. But we see many dreams that are half realized or realized fully and only to destroy the person that bore them. I know of a business owner that his business took off pretty quick and things seemed to be going well and he got excited about it and he started hanging out with other business owners whose businesses were far more developed and longer established than was his and he got around them and he got all excited about a lifestyle and driving nice cars and living in nice homes. And so he began to live beyond what his business was capable of providing and his business doesn't exist anymore. It's because he did not give it that time of protection and care and nurturing that it needed in order to be able to ultimately become completely viable in the world around him. Even the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul has this amazing experience on the road to Damascus. He's fighting against Christ, but then on the road, God knocks him off his horse with a bright light, blinds him, then speaks to him, appears to him. All of this stuff isn't normal, isn't usual. This didn't happen to me when I became a Christian. And yet this is what's going on with Paul. And then he says, go to Damascus, meet this guy named Ananias. Ananias is going to lead you to teach you about me because I'm Jesus. And so Paul goes to Damascus and he's taught by Ananias and he's baptized and ultimately his sight is returned. And it seems like God would say, okay, Paul, why don't you get back over there to Jerusalem? You're really tight with the chief priests. You're really tight with the Pharisees. You're part of the who's who and the what's what in the area. You know the political leaders. You know the religious leaders. You know all of these people, and you have a lot of influence. So why don't you go back there and start talking to them about Jesus right now? That wouldn't make sense to me. But that's not what happens. God sends Paul to Arabia for 3 years. And for 3 years, he's in study. And for 3 years, he's learning about Jesus. For 3 years, he's developing. And when he comes back into the regular world in which he had influence, now he's coming in a place of strength. Because he's gone through this period of expectation where a destiny was being developed within him. Timing is everything. It's why once you've been dating someone for a little while and maybe you start feeling a little more emotion for them than you had previously and now you're in that moment where you're gazing into their eyes, they're looking into your eyes and you're sharing your soul. And suddenly the thought comes to your mind and before you can even stop yourself. You say, And it's seconds, but it seems like years. As you try to make up your mind, are you going to say love or like? Because you know. If you say, I love you, before they're ready to hear that, the dust cloud will choke you as they run away, never to be seen again. So you're calculating. Well, we've talked for this amount of time, then we've dated for that amount of time. We've gone out on 47,533 dates, and maybe we can say it now. Timing is everything. Don't shorten the expectation. Both you and your destiny depend on the development occurring within that time. And that's really the question about that whole I love you thing. Has enough time, has enough relationship developed to where that can be said without freaking people out? That's good preaching right there. But no one has ever delivered a destiny and wasn't changed by the process. That's time of expectation. It's a time of change and development, and that's thought number two. Expectation brings change and development. And recognizing this, recognizing the changes and the development, help us to go through it in a healthy manner. Because if you just see all the symptoms of pregnancy within your life, but you know you're not pregnant, that's going to cause a lot of concern. My belly has swollen out to here, and there's no reason for it. Now I'm concerned. I feel something moving in me. Okay, that's weird if you're not pregnant. Let's go to the doctor right now. But if you're pregnant, the very same things that would cause you fear and concern brings you a sense of comfort and peace. Oh, I feel the baby moving. That means everything's okay. Earlier in pregnancy, I feel nauseous. Right on time. When you know the change is coming, then you can navigate the change. And here's a couple of changes that are normal in any kind of pregnancy. Any kind of time of expectation. The first is the normal cycles are interrupted. Your normal cycles are interrupted. So the very same thing that allowed you to conceive now stop. And if you don't know what's going on, that can be frustrating and scary. I'll tell you, in my world, as God was birthing destiny in my life, I came to a moment, and we were pastoring in Hawaii. We had planted a church in Kona, Hawaii. We were there for 9 years. And in this time period, everything was going well. I could always see what was supposed to be next. I knew when what the next steps were for our church and for our family, for our congregation. And that was always a strength in my life as to how I knew we were doing the right thing and going the right way. And then one day I realized that I no longer could see what was next. And I was afraid. I didn't tell anybody. I hid that to myself. We started doing other things and we kept momentum going, but it wasn't the same for me. And things became very difficult and very different for me. And then I started having conversations with Christy that I wouldn't normally have. And what I was saying is the cycle that has allowed us to get to this place is no longer operational in my life. And some people can start thinking, well, am I even doing the right thing? Have I made a mistake? Have I sinned? Am I going the wrong direction? And it could be that you haven't made a mistake. You're going the right direction. It could just be that something has been conceived in your life and now you're in a time of expectation. So your normal cycles of doing things have shifted. Secondly, increased weight is gained. In physical pregnancy, this makes sense because the baby's going to weigh something and then the mother needs to gain weight in order to be able to give the baby the nourishment that the child needs from her. Otherwise, she will become depleted and unhealthy. But if she gains weight, then it allows her to have the nutrients to be able to give it to her child as the child needs it and demands more and more of it. Well, that's good in physical pregnancy, but in a spiritual pregnancy or the delivery of your destiny, of your life, it looks different ways. It might look like a greater amount of information or knowledge is being brought into your life. A greater desire, a hunger for particular things. Maybe before you were never interested in business books, but now you're reading everything you can on business and leadership. And you're thinking, why do I desire this so much? Why do I care about how, you know, to manage a team? I don't have a team to manage. Nobody's pulling on me for this information right now. I've told stories before, and I think I wrote about it in the book whenever talking about when I was younger, people would ask me questions that I wasn't prepared to give answers to. But as God began to develop me in ministry, I suddenly had this desire to read everything I could, and I would listen to sermons over and over and over again, trying to understand principles and understand leadership dynamics and so on. And no one cared that I knew. No one cared that I knew. They weren't pulling on me for the information. But at 25, when we planted our first church in Lombard, Illinois, all of a sudden people that could have been my grandparents were asking me questions. They wanted to know wisdom from me, which was hilarious then. And the only thing I could say is, well, the scripture says this. And one day this very kind lady said to me, "Pastor Michael, why are you always telling me what the scriptures is? I want to know what you think." And I said, "Ma'am, what I think doesn't matter unless it aligns with what the scripture says. And you could be my grandmother, and I can't bring a lot of wisdom to you that you don't already know from my own experience in life. But the wisdom that's held within the Word of God, that trumps everybody's experience at any time." I had to grow in that area. I had to gain weight in that area. Thirdly, is a change in comfort levels. A change in comfort levels. Physical pregnancy in the 8th or 9th month becomes very uncomfortable. In the first service, I told you the lady with 28 weeks pregnant came and talked to me, said, "I need to hear everything you said." Right now, she told me this morning, she said, "I'm so uncomfortable, I'm ready to have this baby. I just want a whole night's sleep." I don't know that having that baby is going to help her at all, but eventually it will, in about 18 years. She said, "I'm just so uncomfortable. I can't get comfortable." Well, in physical pregnancy, if you don't get to the place of being uncomfortable, nature will still push you to have a child. In spiritual pregnancy and in the delivery of your God-designed destiny, you're going to get uncomfortable in order to push you into next steps. You might be saying, "Well, this job has been good for me for so many years, but suddenly I just can't seem to make it work anymore. Or this relationship, man, this relationship has been strong for me for a number of years, but now all of a sudden, when I see them, it just doesn't, we're not connecting, and I don't know why." You're becoming more and more uncomfortable in the situation that you're in. And I'm telling you, it's because thought number three for us today is that moving forward is your choice in releasing the destiny from your life. And if you're not uncomfortable enough with what is in order to take and make the choice to step into what's next, then you'll never make that step. One lady told me, she was in her second trimester. She said, "This feels great. I could stay like this forever." That mother today, the 28 weeks pregnant, she said, "Well, of course, she was just in her second trimester." She had all kinds of attitude about that. Because she's farther along, and she's looking at that and saying, "Yeah, I was comfortable then too, and I'm not comfortable anymore." If God's birthing something from you, you're going to become uncomfortable. But in the process of bringing a God-designed destiny to life, there is nothing forcing you to have the Noel moment. Nothing. And so that's why there are so many half-realized dreams and ambitions in the world today. There are half-written books. I've been shocked by the number of people that have told me since we released Noel. They've told me, you know what? I'm writing a book. I've been writing a book for 22 years. I'm on chapter 6. Finish the book. But there's nothing forcing you to do it. How many companies are out there? They exist on paper, but they've never actually worked. They've never actually produced anything. It's a great idea. It's been conceived. And now it's just sitting in the womb. Ministries. You know God has called you to things. And you're just, it's just within you. But it hasn't developed to where it can be produced from you. Could it be that God is saying, you're Mary in this area? I need you to produce this thing into the world. I need you to allow it to develop within you to the point where it's mature enough and strong enough to be delivered. You say, well, how do I get through this time of expectation? Relaxing in the time of expectation is the only way to experience a healthy outcome. If you try to make it happen faster, it can't be healthy. If you hold it too long, it won't be healthy. The only way to do it is to relax and trust God in the process. Allow Him to lead you and guide you in it. And when that moment is right, you know that destiny will begin to be pushed from your life as God begins to constrict and restrict things. Positioning things properly. You might be here today going, well, I don't know. I just don't know. I have the idea, but now it's been years. Maybe it's too late. Maybe it's not too late. Maybe it's developing. An angel spoke to Mary, and no one else could identify what God was doing in her. Mary, you're going to conceive and bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. How's this going to happen? Holy Spirit's going to overshadow you, and God's going to be the father of that baby. Cleared it right up for me. Thank you. And now, I don't know how it's going to end. There's no way for Mary to know how this is all going to manifest. But she has to go through the time of expectation. Israel, at the same time, was expecting a Savior. They just didn't recognize him when he showed up. Mary's expecting a son whose father is God. And we expect a God-designed destiny to be produced from our lives. There's a lot of expecting going on. In fact, the Bible says that the earth itself is groaning in expectation, waiting for the return of its creator, of its king. And we're not expecting in vain because Mary's time came. In fact, next week we're going to talk about her time to be delivered. Mary's time came. Destiny will be birthed from your life. And the king that the earth is waiting for will return again. The first time he showed up as a baby lying in a manger. The next time he shows up, he's going to show up as the conquering king. And we will see him as he is. Oh, I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in this house right now. Just thinking about it. What is God developing within you? It needs to be produced into the world, but it must be developed first. What's he developing in you? Are you willing to allow the time of expectation to be? Before it can be completed, it must be. Do you know you're going through the process? Are you ready for the changes? Are you relaxed in God's ability to take care of you and take care of your baby? Would you bow your heads with me right now? Father, in the name of Jesus, everything you're doing is miraculous. how you're touching your people and what you're developing in your people. And I'm asking you right now to give us the courage to relax and trust you. Something's developing in us that we don't know the end result of it. We don't know how it's going to be manifest in our lives. We don't know how it's going to manifest in this world. We don't understand what the end of the story is going to look like. But right now, Father, we just trust you to develop that thing which has been conceived within us. I pray that you give us the courage to relax in that, to accept the changes, to not be freaked out about it, but to allow those changes to bring a sense of peace as we understand that there's a plan being worked out. I thank you for your incredible people, and I look forward to the testimonies of what has been birthed from lives as we journey through this life together. I give you thanks and praise for that in Jesus' name. And let everybody say amen. Amen. Why don't you stand to your feet? Our elders are coming forward. If you need prayer for anything, it doesn't have to have anything to do with what I spoke about. But if you need prayer, sickness in your body, issues going on, we're here to pray for you. Let's let the Lord touch you in Jesus' name.